Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And let's go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line. We're going to go to Big John in Mid-City. And Big John, I thought about you this morning. It's 20 years today. Buddy DiLiberto passed away. You and I got a lot of connections. And, man, I think about the kid growing up watching Buddy on television. And then I get to work with him. And then all of a sudden, we traveling together, family-wise. We going to different places. And it was almost like the pinch-me moment that, you know, this is a guy I grew up watching from the press box and doing his commentaries, and I get to work with him here. He didn't give me my start here in WWL. Hap Gloria actually did. And, man, I'm forever grateful for Hap for that. But, man, I thought about you this morning, realizing it was 20 years today, Buddy D passed on.
It seems like it was just yesterday that I woke up and heard the news. And, you know, Mike, you're right. I was a kid with Buddy. And, you know, I was 12 years old in 1980 when he first put the bag on his head. And, you know, I was in my teenage years and early adult years when, you know, Coach Moore came in. And that was, to say the least, a very interesting dynamic between those two. You know, I don't think many of the members of the Houdat Nation who are either under 30 years old or hopped on the bandwagon after Sean Payton and Drew Brees came on board, you know, they don't really know or understand just how important Buddy was to the entire New Orleans sports scene and the Saints in general, because, you know, Buddy was a character. He could rub people the wrong way with his attitude. And of course, he had his unique manner of putting syllables and vowels together and speaking. But, you know, he was the voice of many of the fans of the New Orleans Saints because he was a Saints fan himself. I remember reading that, you know, there were other guys that worked for the Times-Picayune and so forth that were sports writers, but they were really fans of other teams. Buddy was a Saints fan to the core.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely. He loved the team, and all he ever wanted was the team to be successful. And when it wasn't successful, and, you know, look, hey, he himself would have told you, hey, I was the one that, you know, lobbied for Mike Ditka to come to New Orleans. You know, he didn't have it right all the time, but, man, his heart when it came to the Saints. I mean, he suffered with us every morning on Monday after a terrible loss. You know, he celebrated. I never forget how I never heard so much ecstasy from somebody after they made the trade for Ricky Williams. And he's yelling out, "That seals the deal! That seals the deal! We got Ricky Williams!" And I'm thinking to myself, my God, this guy really, really loves this football team. And I don't think he was more angry. I never heard somebody more angry in my life than when Jake Delhomme and the Panthers went to the Super Bowl the year after we let him go because Aaron Brooks was the guy. You know, Mike, I could go on for about an hour and tell you stories about Buddy. But
Big John, I'm going to clip it. The best story I have with him, and people ask me, and I got a ton of them, but one, you know, every morning he would call me after Mass. And a lot of times during the football season, you realize why he was calling me. Look, I'm looking at Brigham Young, Utah, you know, UCLA, Washington. And, you know, and he's kind of going through the list. And all of a sudden he said, "Mike, hold on a second." And I hear the priest in the background say, "Buddy, are you okay? You need any help?" And he's like, "No, Father, I'm good." He said, "WWL called me. I got to do an early morning show." I said, "Okay." And so, you know, he starts laughing. I said, "Buddy, why you lie to the priest? Why didn't you just tell him you were talking to me about gambling?" He said, "That's why I go to church every morning."
You know, we were all saying that after he passed, that we were saying, what were his last words before he passed? He's like, you know, "Bet the exact in the fifth," or something like that. That would have been his favorite last words. And then he would have got to see, who, you know, what his great picks would have been that day at the track or something. But, man, what a character, an absolute character. And it's because of him that we had the great parade that Bobby put together. Yeah. When we went to the Super Bowl, and I was actually cleaning through my stuff the other day, I found my dress. It's like, oh yeah, there it is.
That's not a small one either, right, Big John?
No.
It was no one or two size there.
No, that was a 5XL easily. You know that whoever that Lizzo or something like that.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something I did before they closed the casket on him. And I knew he loved it. And every week he'd get the goal sheet. You know, it would come in the mail, and it sort of folded almost like a map. And so I had it in my coat pocket, and I put it in there with him. I figured he needed some time to read, and he had a little bit of time on his hands. So that was the last thing. And Miss Peggy, she still laughs about that. She said, "Mike, that's perfect. That's the perfect thing for him to have that goal sheet with him, in those last moments."
Yeah, it was. It was a wonderful, it's hard for me to express just how loved he was for so many of us. And I mean, it was almost like a Don Rickles thing, is that when he insulted you on the radio because you were being a squirrel, that you almost felt like you were honored. When you think about guys like Abdul, I don't know what he's up to these days. You think about Sid and Jefferson, and you think about the characters. I mean, Dr. Kevorkian was the greatest, he had a Walter Winchell guy, the voice of prophecy or something like that.
And he had him.
And on and on. Yeah, and it was even more entertaining. I never wanted to have losing seasons, but when we had the losing seasons, it was even more entertaining during that time. So,
Big John, thanks so much for calling. Man, I really appreciate it. And I knew, he thought the world of you, and we would talk about you, and I never got to meet you until he passed away. That was the first time we met. That's the first time.
That's right.
But he knew you before then. And so, man, I appreciate the call, bud. Thanks so much.